This is the reason that we're concerned, because there's a huge amount of people now that are getting dogs or getting more pets in lockdown. And some of those owners are struggling with their pets' behavior, particularly dogs. And there's a lot of popular TV programs that are available now. There's one on Netflix and there's one on Channel 4. And unfortunately, really promoting very outdated, poor training methods, which can harm your relationship with your pet. So at a time when you're really looking to build trust and develop a relationship where you can both enjoy each other's company, some of these techniques can cause fear and sometimes even pain. And these are techniques that we would never recommend anybody use with their pets. But I would say that people need to be patient and people need to be invested in working with pets that may develop behavior challenges. But it is the most rewarding thing that you can do if you approach it in the right direction. So my message is that, yes, there are programs on at the moment that are at the end of your fingertips. You know, they're on popular TV channels and they look slick and they look like they're the right thing to do, but they're designed to be that way. In my experience, is not the reality, and that there aren't any real quick fixes, and that the kind of work that makes a real difference is the one that works at a much slower pace and focuses on rewarding pets for showing the behaviors that we want to see more of, and building trust and between pets. And you can't do that if you're going to make them frightened, if you're going to bully or force them to show behaviors that you want to see more of. And I feel really passionately that we should be promoting that alternative so that these new dog owners can make really good choices, can make better choices when it comes to the type of training that they want to use for their pets.